this is Ralph Kermit Winter Road, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska, and got Greg and Leo and Walter, and I don't know, Gus, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
What are you going to do now?
Augusta, did you have anything else before you go that you want to make a comment on?
Yes, I would like to know if you can send us any kind of...
Greenbergs who have apparently become legal guardians now of Greg's family. The best thing we can do is have our own churches write letters of love. It says he ordained praise from the little children, from their own children to the Pound family at the Steinberg's address. And I think that has so much power. So that's what I just leave you with, and I'm be praying for your program and also for Greg and all those families that have been so adversely affected.
Well, we're gonna bust them open. We're on the way.
Okay.
It will happen. Thank you. Are we still on the air here? Yeah, I guess we are. I looked at the clock here. Are we past the hour? I guess we are. Anyway,
can I make a statement? Can you get all the churches, people that the high priest and all these churches write some letter to according to the situation going on with this here what we're talking about and go there and have that put into record from all these churches?
Well, see,
well,
the problem
one
is
of the things. Go ahead, Greg.
The churches are part of the problem. They're not part of the solution. I've been to all the churches in Pinellas, Pasco County. I've called them. I've tried to inform them. I mean, I've been for 3 years fighting with everything I got in me to get my wife and my kids back home. And these people, the churches are in a deep sleep. I sat out in front of Calvary Baptist Church this morning for 3 hours, the largest church in Pinellas County, Southern Baptist Church. And these people are doing nothing. Not one thing.
What if you leave us? What if we leave us now? They're going to take my grandson away this Wednesday.
So you're telling me everybody, congressmen, senators, the sheriff department, police department, the churches, they're all in on this?
Jim Coates, the sheriff in Pinellas County, I gave him the false police reports. I sit on the juvenile justice board with him. What I've done Friday, I filed my paperwork to run for sheriff in Pinellas County. And if I'm elected sheriff in Pinellas County, believe me, things are going to change here in Pinellas County. I'm going to do what one man can do. I'm going to do everything I can do within my power to fight this evil that's going on where I live. And I'm going to do everything I can to stop it. I'm going to do everything I can to expose it. And I'm going to fight for my wife and my kids. Now, I haven't seen my kids in 3 years.
Oh my God! I feel so bad for you.
Oh my God!
It's terrible.
That is terrible, terrible,
it is.
Terrible for an American citizen to be born here and have children born here to have them taken away like that just for something that you didn't even have nothing to do with.
But they're doing it to scores of families.
That's horrible, horrible.
Right.
I'd be ashamed to say I'm an American.
Well, what we got to do is take our country back, because it's
right.
been overthrown by a bunch of money-mongering, sexual perverts, pedophiles, homos, God, you just name it. They're all in there, and what you see, the judge isn't the judge.
Oh,
he's bound by contract to do something behind the scenes. The state attorney is bound by contract. The DCF people are bound by contract. The people that do these foster homes, they're independent contractors. They're out for the money.
How do you make a petition? How do you start a petition? Ask them, Lou.
Can you start a petition to dissolve this here agency and let the people be aware of what's going on?
Well, what I'm working on myself is Greg has walked the walk, and I finally got an understanding of it by reading close to 1,000 pages of all this nonsense that these people are doing. These evil, corrupt acts. You don't go to battle just like in a war. You got to find out what the other guy's holding and how he's doing it. And then you got to defeat him. And we need the knowledge. And that's what I'm working on, is to write this up with little extracts. This is black and white. It's conclusive and legal evidence. This is their contracts. This is what they're bound to do. What you do, you go in there. The judge isn't a judge. He could care less what you have to say. His decision gets looked at for money. Well, I hear the music, and we'll be back in a minute, so stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is the Ralph Kermit Winterode back with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska, and we've got Greg Pound on, and Leo and his wife, and Walter. Are you still there too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and what we're talking about is the kidnapping, holding for ransom, and selling off into slavery. Down in Florida, they get $10,000 a head. For a child, $5,000 to $10,000, depending on the issue with the child, when they sell them off. Now that's called only if you work for the state. You have to work for the state of Florida to get that ransom money.
But see, they're just selling. The listeners need to understand that Walt is Afro-American. These other people are from, I don't know what country they're originally from, but they're still American. But the thing is it doesn't matter who you are. They're coming in with their power, and they're stealing people's kids. Now, the hell that they put Walt through, as you hear what Walt has done, everything he's done, the case plan, they've made him take the case plan again and again and again and doing this and that, and then they get into the courtroom and say, well, if we give this man his kids back, we're going to lose federal grant money. We can't give him his kids back. We're going to lose money. While his kids are being tortured, his children were straight-A students. He took on his T-shirts. He had T-shirts made up with the pictures of his kids put on it. He gave me a couple of them to give out to people. And every time I look at that picture and I see his daughter and I see his son and I see him just as smiling, as happy as could be, and I mean, I just can't imagine. I mean, and I look at pictures. I can't even look at a picture of my own family. I'll get on my knees and start crying. I mean, I just emotionally, I can't even look at a picture of my own wife and kids. I can't look at it. This is
another
torture.
Thing they say that your children have behavior problems, and they try to pump them full of Ritalin. And I went up to Lake City to a Meridian counseling place, and they got a $25 million a year contract with DCF. And those people up there, they're like farm workers. They take their children there to get the medicine so they can collect the check every month, and they're destroying their children's lives for a dollar. There's actual families that take their children in there, and they act like they got to have that medicine. Say, I'm about to run out. I got to have that medicine. But they don't understand these kids are walking around like zombies.
Yeah.
Just so the mom and dad can get a check. It's ridiculous.
Well, until America starts to understand it, the churches are a big problem because they don't want to help either. They're part of our problem. Most of these churches are signed up. They're 501c3s. They don't want to be bothered.
Oh, yeah, they submit to the government. Anything the government says, you do it. The government is God.
That's what they told me. They said if you have your hand in the lion's mouth, you have to ease it out. I say, well, you ease it out or snatch it out, he's going to bite it off anyway.
Well, see, what people don't understand is that they kidnap. There's three places they get them. They get them from some neighbor that's pissed at you. They get them at school from any bruise or anything. Now, this is right out of their stuff. This is out of the CPI. And I'm reading here. Reports alleging one of the following are statutorily mandated to be referred to the child protection team as soon as possible. Injuries to the head, bruises to the neck, burns, fractures of a child of any age, bruises of 5 years and under, bruises anywhere on the child, and on and on and on it goes. Any of this is mandated to be reported. Now, how do you prove that an accident wasn't an accident? And all this one person walks in and says, yeah, well, let's see, how's our revenue doing? Well, let's see, we're needing a couple more kids. Yeah, this looks like a good child here. We'll just take him and we'll run him through the system, and they'll maybe lose their, they'll spend all their money, maybe lose their house, lose their job. Now, what's even more astounding is you go to page 15 of this, there is a team assessment that is medically directed, multidisciplinary process of evaluation, multidisciplinary. They're going to discipline the parent. And who's on that team? Well, the medical director or a pediatrician, the child protection case coordinator or director, a licensed psychologist, the CPI, which is the little teenage gals or guys running around out there, and its supervisor, child protection investigative, the law enforcement officers, legal staff, the state attorney, school personnel, and community agencies. They all are going to discipline you because you have somebody made one person says you're guilty.
Ralph,
one person.
Dr. Harry Kropp is the psychiatrist that evaluated me in Alachua County. He's under investigation through the Department of Health. His hearing is on January the 25th right here in Orlando. So you have to fight back. When a psychologist says you're crazy, go and examine his record and make a complaint and file it with the State Department. And you have to fight them at every level they're fighting you at. If they take the battle to your backyard, you got to fight them right back. Fight that psychologist. Pull his record up. He probably got some kind of discipline where he's told lies on other families before, but you guys don't know it and you don't report it. I reported him back, and they sent me a complaint form. I filled the complaint form out and sent it in. Come to find out, he got 28 counts of doing another family the same way. So you got to fight them back. They send you to another person, fight them all.
The guy checked them out.
You got to check them out. And the 25th, and I need people to come down here to Orlando on the 25th of January to the hotel that they're going to have his meeting at, and they said that we can't talk, but if they got 100 people in there talking about how these psychologists are getting paid to lie and break up families, and my judge, the Judge Nylon from Lassiter County, he keeps saying that Dr. Kropp is a professional. Dr. Kropp says you have a personality disorder. I don't have a personality disorder. If I had a personality disorder, they would know it. And
I know, I've got a lady up here, Alice Brown is her name. She went, She had two different children. They took her child initially because there's one doctor in Providence up here that likes to feed him in. That's one of the inductees. She said, well, she's because she's close to 300 pounds, when she had she's a danger to the child, she couldn't get it back. She had another child down in Montana, and she fought this one big time, and they took it. She got it back, and she headed for Old Mexico. But when she was up here, she went to two separate psychologists, and they said, you're fine. And it went to the Supreme Court of Alaska, and they said, no, we're not going to believe them other two. We want the state paid one, the one that's on the payroll here.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It's so demonic, so evil. Like I say, I'm in a get-even business. I'm not in the forgiveness business. I don't know what these – I don't know if they're people or shape-changers, aliens. I don't know what they are, but they're totally so immoral when you take people's children and sell them and abuse them, and you're doing it for money, and then you go home to your nice little family, hoo-ha. I'm sorry. You need to go to jail and whatever else we can dish out in the court of law.
There's
no helping these people.
There's an agency called, I think it's either LegalWatch.com or JudicialWatch.com, or it might be LegalWatch.org. You can report corrupt judges, and they will go and search them out and find something on them, and they'll bring them down. That's if you got a judge that he won't listen, he's taking people's children. If you can get enough people to write this Judicial Watch or Legal Watch, they will take those judges out of office. There was a judge here in Seminole County in Florida that put 30 people in jail one day, and now he ain't a judge no more. You have to fight those judges back. But people say that judges are God. I had an attorney tell me, well, you can't do anything. He's a judge. I said, bullshit, man. There's just judges that's in jail. There's judges that's serving time. If they're corrupt, then they got to be out. They're nothing but a lawyer. They couldn't make it as a lawyer, so now they're being spoon-fed by the system.
Well, I can tell you right now, every judge that sits in a child case is bought and paid for, and he's guilty of a crime. You
That'd
cannot have your judicial system bought and paid for. If you don't have an independent party, the whole system, the whole game's gone, folks. It's over.
We need to push for legislation to have these things heard by a jury trial.
Exactly.
Absolutely. See, if we had a jury trial, if they had a true preliminary examination where they had to have evidence, but if we had a jury trial out where this had to come out, this thing would come down in a heartbeat because none of this stuff would pass muster.
So let's get a senator to introduce, or legislator to introduce the bill and get it pushed through, and that's what we need to do. We need to find some legislator that's ready to work with us. If not, if they won't work with us, the ones in our local areas, then we need to pass out flyers and tell them they're supporting it. If you're not for me, you're against me. We need to have them removed from office and get somebody that's going to do what needs to be done.
Well, Craig has pounded on a whole bunch of them down there in Florida. You found any takers yet in Florida?
Well, no, I haven't. I'm Rhonda Storms, who's over the Department of Children's Family. Now, me and Walt met. We went to Tallahassee while they were in session this past, what was it, past year. We went to Daniel Webster is over the Republican Party here in the state of Florida, and he's worthless. The guy won't do one thing about what they're doing to people and their kids. Then you got Rhonda Storms, who's another Republican, who's over DCF. She's the head chair over the Department of Children and Family here in the state of Florida. She tells me when I told her what all the stuff they did, she said, well, if I was you, I'd go to the ACLU. I said, go to the ACLU? Why would I go to the ACLU? You're the senator over DCF. You're the one who can stop this funding. You can stop this crime. And so they're all making money. They're all making big, big money.
She can't go anywhere. She's in their pocket, Greg. I told you that. She's in their pockets.
Yeah.
She might lose her vacation home if she fights for your cause. She ain't going to lose her vacation home for your family or mine.
That's the problem, you see. It's just like the scribes and the Pharisees. They get the best seats. Are they going to, if they start doing this, it's political suicide. They don't want to do it. They don't want to know. They really don't want to know. I pounded on so many of them up in Alaska, it took me a while, and I said, you know what, if I keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, now there is a real good proof of insanity. They don't want to know. They really don't.
What's that? Because they're destroying children, they're destroying our lives.
Well, we're going to get this. I hear the music. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and I want to. This is the day to donate money to Ron Paul. Anybody that's got any money, looks like they're pushing about $5 million right now. So if they don't assassinate him, why? That's our one chance to get somebody in at the top that's going to change this. Go ahead.
Ralph, I want to thank Republic Broadcasting for hosting you on this weekly program, and I just thank you for allowing us and the families that are being raped and destroyed of their children. And literally, there's hundreds of people all over this country, and Florida they're using as a test tube to see if they can get away with it. If we won't fight for our kids and our families, if people would go to the website freeourkids.com and watch what they're doing to families, and don't think for 5 minutes your family's not going to be next, because after they get done with all these other families, they're going to be knocking on your door to steal your kids. It's called freeourkids.com. Look what they're doing, the Gestapo in America, to come in and to destroy your families. These older people here, they stole their children, their grandchildren. These people just cannot believe that America's gotten so bad. Now, this woman, when she was 7 years old, had a machine gun stuck in her belly by a German when they came in and took over her country. And she said it wasn't. She said America now is worse than what it was back then when she was a little girl.
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly. See? These people call me. They call me. They watch that website, fearkids.com. People like Walt Wright. All these people call me from all over the country. That's why I call Ralph, because I have no way of getting the message out. I mean, I hear people crying. I hear their kids crying. I know my kids are crying because they want to be with their daddy and mommy. My little daughter, 7 years old, she wants to be with her daddy and her mommy. My little kids are crying, and now they fixed it so I can't even see my kids for the 2 hours a month I did for 3 years. Now they fixed it, and I know my little kids aren't trying to. My little kids are trying to figure out why, what's going on here. What is going on?
In closing,
why
Ralph,
are the men in America? Why are the men in America allowing this to continue? Why are you cowards? Why don't you men get up and start fighting for your families and for what's right? Challenge your government. Go out and listen. These people are terrorists. They're terrorizing our country. They're terrorizing our freedom. They're telling you don't have no right to a trial by jury. The Constitution of Florida says that every citizen has a right to a trial by jury, and that right should never be violated. The Constitution of the United States says we have a right to a trial by jury. If I got a right to a trial by jury for over $20, over a $20 value, I don't have a right to my five kids. Me and my wife do not have a right to a trial by jury in Florida.
Well, see, what this all hinges on is one person, Megan Gallagher, that was charged with having 26 counts of felony counts.
Right.
She made a determination. One party, one person, says Greg is guilty. And there's no means to stop that he's not guilty because there's no trial. There's no trial.
There's no justice.
What they do is they haul him in front of the Gestapo judge. He's not a judge. He shouldn't even be called a judge. What do you call when you go into a, if you went into a, this thing and you knew that everybody was getting paid behind the scenes, they all have contracts, and what you say is irrelevant. They have a quota system. They have to meet the quota system, and it's about money.
Ralph,
he's not a judge.
Ralph,
the state is not the state.
Ralph, what can we do?
Get it on national
television. Well, what I'm doing is you need the knowledge and the evidence to do this and to get these cooperative agreements and these documents to show what these people are doing. I'm going to make up some posters. They say you shouldn't go where they live. Well, I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, I'd go to where they go to church. I'd pass out posters with their pictures on it, and here's what it is. And I know how to put those together. And on the back is an affidavit. Well, if it's not so, I'll quit passing them out. And I'm sure you'd love to sign. And I got $1,000 right here. I'll donate to your favorite charity. Been there and done that with politicians. Boy, does it bring them suckers. See, they want people to respect them. I'm a good guy. I go to church every Sunday. I give money here, and I donate to this charity. You, sir, are the lowest of the criminals. And a criminal isn't even a good word. But we need the knowledge, and we need to get these cooperative agreements. I've got to get this written up so that people know how to get them. And then you have conclusive evidence. There's no more. It's my opinion, your opinion, his opinion. It's what these people are doing. The judge isn't a judge.
That's right.
He's a bought and paid supporting sexual abuse, pedophiles, abuse, and a money system.
Exactly. That's what I believe, too.
And Ralph, the truth doesn't happen.
Why don't you go on an Oprah show?
Well, they're not going to let me on that show just yet here. What I'm doing is getting the evidence. I've got some things that I can't tell you about on the air, but we've got some people looking that I'm going to provide this for, and I'm going to show other people how to get the real stuff to prove it. It's their signature, and the question is, sir, did you sign it? Oh, you signed up that you're for sale and that you like this homo and pedophilia and kidnapping children and selling them into slavery.
Jesus.
I'm going to document it. I read documents. I'm a legal researcher.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to fight. The problem is we don't have any men left in America hardly anymore. The churches, most of them are bought. They're Lucifer's churches.
Well,
that's what they are.
I'm a fighter, Ralph. I'll help you. I'll help Greg. I'll help you. Whatever it takes. I want this government to be exposed, and I want everybody in this country, especially in Florida, to know what's going on.
Amen.
Well, we don't have a government. We lost it after the Civil
War.
Well,
whatever. I like people to know what's going on.
Greg, do you
well,
think
let me.
Let's open their eyes. Let's open their ears, and let's open their eyes. You know.
Okay, hold that thought.
Just
a minute here. We're going to break. I hear the hard break here. We got to go. They'll cut us off. So we'll be back in a minute. Then we have a long segment, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Ralph Winterroad, the Ralph Kermit Winterroad back with the second with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we have Leo on and Greg and Walter. And I want to just touch just a couple of things to show you how there is no way to win with these guys. Like I say, this is a document that I'm going to be, now this is a definition of there of family violence threatens child. Family violence threatens child. Now, this is what they use. This is right out of the CPI, out of their operating procedures manual. The incident must have included physical violence. Physical violence includes, but is not limited to, throwing things that could cause an injury, pushing, grabbing, scratching, hitting, kicking, biting, threatening with a weapon, or any other physical action that causes or could cause an injury. If the allegation is verbal arguments without threats of violence, assess for mental injury. Now, do you tell me, I am telling you, there's no way that anybody could not have family violence threatens child. You argue, and it's mental injury. It says, it tells them to assess for mental injury to the child. I mean, kids kick, they grab, they scratch, hit, and if you go into the corporal punishment, anytime you swat a kid, do anything, that's assessment that qualifies. That happens in houses all over. I'm sorry. And then they go into inadequate supervision. Well, the presence of the parent. How long did it take the parent to reach the child? Could you hear or see the child? Well, I mean, if you go look, how far were you away? Well, on every accident, obviously, if you hung onto the child forever, there probably wouldn't be as many accidents. There's no way to win. They, at random, can pick any child anywhere they want. The inductee points are schools, hospitals, and a pissed neighbor or a spouse, somebody that wants to cause trouble. They call up, they make an unconfirmed allegation, and it's gone. You're over the hill. You're in the system. And the only thing then, as soon as you get in the system, you're guilty until proven innocent. They don't give you the means to prove yourself innocent. The next thing that comes into play is called the case plan. And this is put on by a bunch of independent contractors. Exactly. They have quotas to meet, and they change it at will to meet their quotas. And if you choose to fight the case plan, won't agree to it, well, great, we'll just terminate your rights. I don't know, are these, yeah, looks like some good kids here we want to put out into slavery. Well, let's see, well, we got this party over here. They'll take four, that's 40,000. They get free medical, the schooling, and hey, that's a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. And now what we just did, if you're a Christian family, that's one way to stop the Christian movement, because you just steal their kids. And you, when you adopt them or when you sell them into slavery, you make sure they go back into the employees of the state of Florida, because those people, most of them, are probably bought into the system. They know how the system works. They know what they got to do. They're bought and paid for. And everybody's in on it. It's all contracts. It's all contracts. And I mean, it's like going into a poker game, and everybody has a contract against you. You're not going to win. There's no way to win. It's all rigged from one end to the other.
Even if you do what they say on the case plan, then when you finish it, I got all of my certificates. They say, well, we still don't feel that you've learned anything. We don't feel that you're remorseful. You won't admit that you did do what the allegations said. Well, if I admit that the allegations, what they said, I'll be lying.
Well, see, they like the word feel. Feel is an intransitive verb. It has no object. Feel is a nice word that they love to use because it has no object. Yeah. Well, you know what, lady, I don't care how you feel. I think, personally, that you're mentally insane. Who the hell cares how you feel?
And they try to get another licensed mental health counselor, of whom they kept calling a doctor to say, well, you need to go to him and do a BIP assessment. That's a batter's intervention, prevention assessment. And once I went and did that, the guy that said nothing was wrong with me, and he threw it back on the Department of Children and Family. Says, well, if they want you to go back and take another class, then I think you should follow their recommendations. Of course, they're going to want me to go back and take another class, because that'll just keep me another 6 months from getting my children, because a BIP class is 6 months. And the department refuses to pay for it. Now, we went to Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida, and he didn't do anything for us. They said they would open up an investigation. And Bob Butterworth said he'd open up an investigation, and he gave me his secretary's phone number, which I call it daily and leaving him messages telling him, Steve Holmes, this is Walter Wright. You said you were going to investigate my case about my children, and he never answered the phone. He never calls back.
And then we want to think that these people don't know. I'm sorry, folks. When you see some of these evidence and you see all the ones that's on FreeOurKids.com and all of this that's gone on, and you hear all these different stories of just an accident happening, and if it doesn't raise some mental brain synopsis firing you upstairs, your eyes are closed and your ears are closed. I don't know what to do for you. These people cannot be that stupid. They're in on it. The average person has got to have a little bit, if he sees something or hears this, and say, well, now, wait a minute, this doesn't quite make sense. Let me see if there's some factual allegations here that might be proven. And they don't want to know.
He's not going to take away his own vacation home. You know, him and his kids can go out and play on the sandy beach, and, you know, for 2 or 3 weeks out of the year, then their family members can use it, but they don't care about your family. They're taking their kids everywhere for Christmas. We're without our kids. We can't even see them. They're shut behind glass like we're in prison. The kids are
sad. They put you in there like a specimen, and you're supposed to, when everybody's looking to see how you're going to hug and how this and how what the reaction is and all this. Well, it's like a specimen under a microscope.
And it's written down. Did you hug the kids? Did the kids hug you back? And it's ridiculous. It got to stop. We need to take buses and go to the state capitol of Florida, and if it don't work, then we need to go on up to the White House. Block the roads.
Well,
off.
What we got to do is get the facts and the knowledge to prove this stuff, and then hand it out and say, here it is. Now, let's have some rallies, and we're going to have some. There's going to be, we're not into lynching, but I'm telling you what, if some of that happens on the backside, not my problem. Because this is unbelievable. We're lawfully and legally, peacefully moving forward, but this is our country, and you damn SOBs have taken it over. You've sold us out.
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, let's do like Martin Luther King did to free the black people. You know, he marched on Washington, right? We can march on Tallahassee.
Well, it needs to be done, but that's what I'm trying to do, is to get all of this put together, and I think we may be putting a video together by the first of the year so people can have this with the documents to prove it. Because it's like when you go to war. You just don't march out and stick your head up and go marching over. You see what the other guy's got, and you figure out what he's got, and then you figure out how to blow the living smithereens out of him.
Hold these senators accountable, man. They say, if you don't come up there with us and get this bill changed, we're going to vote your butt out of office. You
got
to let them know that hold them senators, them congressmen, and them legislators in your district accountable.
Well, that's the problem, see, because none of the CPI are accountable. The sheriff is hardly accountable. These people, they don't work for us no more. We have no republic. You can't do anything to them. And then the courts are set up so they protect them. It's just like what happened to this gal down there with this 26 felony counts. She barely got her hand slapped. She paid a little fine, and away she went. She's gone. Megan Geller.
Yep.
Hey, Ralph, I had to get going. Do you want any information from me before I go?
Why don't you are you on the internet?
My daughter is.
Ralph, I've got his number, and I'll
okay,
get
we'll be in touch.
Let Greg get in touch with me.
Can you start up a petition?
Okay, we'll be in touch, and thanks.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
We got John in Florida. Go ahead, John.
Why don't we take a little more active approach in this mechanism? How about we turn the system on the very people that are attacking our children? These monsters that work for these child protective services. Let's start calling phone calls in on them and reporting abuse.
Well, that's not
well,
a good idea.
Go for it. I'm not into falsifying records, but I'm telling you what. See, the thing is, though, these people are in on it, and what they do is they protect themselves. See, that's what's so astounding about it. If you're a caregiver and you take a child to the hospital, there's no report. But if you're a parent, everything gets reported.
Well, I tell you
and
what,
just
if
make...
there was a couple of hundred or a couple of thousand calls that went into these services, there has to be some kind of a log that at this time, hour, and minute, there was a call that reported so-and-so. And look at this. There's been 16 people call in on this person.
Well, it'd be an interesting thing would be to follow some of these people around with a video camera and get them slotting their kid or doing anything and then call in a report, make it be true. Almost anything you do with a child is qualified. Basically, everything that happens with a child is anybody going to tell me they don't live in a family that didn't have an argument or something?
Of course. They have it so hemmed up you cannot move.
That's a way to win. Yeah.
It's an unrealistic expectation.
There it is.
Of what they have. They have you hemmed so that you cannot move. So either the system gets ripped down and where
well, what
becomes...
what there are a couple of things that needs to be done. There's got to be a trial by jury. These people need to be held accountable. Anybody that is touching your child needs to have an official bond posted in his or her name with their personal assets. That's one of the first things, because they're not public officers. That's going to be a swap to get our republic back. But I'm telling you what, any of these people, they can't be bonded by some corporate bullshit. They have to put up their access called an official bond. And as soon as a complaint is filed, that complaint automatically attaches to that bond. And then the facts, and if the facts are proven, that bond, they lose their house, they lose their toys.
Hey, it works for me. It's
and I'm telling you what, that, until we hold them accountable, nothing's going to change. That's the way our whole constitutional republic was set up. You have to put up your personal assets to bond your actions. And if you get screwy and you start stealing, there goes your house. Well, get out on the street. That's what it's going to take. See, they're not responsible to us, and they're not responsible to lose their assets.
Well, until they're, quote, in the game and anteed up with a bond, they're untouchable, so to speak.
That's right.
I mean, no, no, let me back up on that for a second. They are touchable. They're all extremely touchable.
Right.
And if that's where it's got to go, maybe it's time it goes in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to get it, but the thing is that I operate on is I want all the evidence. I want the facts so I can outmaneuver, out-talk, and say, here it is. Here's your contract, and you're a corrupt judge, sir, because the bottom line is you're not independent. You're bought and paid for, sir.
Well, then you have to get the system to swing against them.
Well, we have to expose them for what they are.
Well, as we all understand, it takes that political aspect of getting Joe Blow up off his derriere to move forward. We all understand the apathy in this nation. I can't do anything about the apathy, nor can you. But I think maybe I do see a way that if we were to call in legitimate complaints, let's say, Ralph, on these judges and the CPI workers, HRS workers, whatever they call them, they change the agency more quickly than I change socks.
Yep.
For anonymity purposes, I assume, and turn the system in on them. Let us have the ATF kick in their doors at 3 o'clock in the morning looking for guns. Let's have them going to them and their sisters and their brothers and their cousins and turn this system on them. And let's make their life such a living, stinking hell that they'll back off on the system because it's no longer working the way they want it to be.
Well, see, if we just had some money, we had these politicians to track them around, find them, and get their kids in trouble.
I think there's a whole lot of Americans out there that feel, as I do, that work for nothing. Mm-hmm. I've been trying for 20 years to effect a change here.
Well, it is going to happen.
All
I've been doing this for
a
long time, too.
Pay out of pocket and pay dearly for 20 years. There's a lot of us that work for nothing. Yourself included, Ralph.
I know, but that ain't going to stop us.
All right, maybe we can get somebody in there with a bigger brain than I can. I'll let you go.
Okay, George,
are you
there? Yep. George? Is George online from Florida?
Yes.
Oh, John, I'm sorry. George, go.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, I was watching a lecture on a website called ActNowInc.net. And there's a little thing you go about impeaching public officials. And this man was lecturing how to impeach a judge. And that you have to fill out paperwork a certain way, dot every I, cross every T, and you got to submit this to the Judiciary Committee of the Legislature. If we can get enough parents who had their rights violated by these judges, sending it continuously to this state judiciary, you think we can get these legislatures to finally act and to bring these judges in?
Well, that's one of the things. A petition would be good. See, if we get this written up, get a petition against these judges. Get a petition against the politicians. Because here it is. Here's the evidence. Here's what you're doing. Tell me it's not so.
I mean, because it's judicial anarchy. And
it's
like, you know,
beyond that. Yep, it absolutely is. There is no judicial system today, I can tell you. The federal system in 1948 went under. It's all an illusion. This is like a great magic show. The judge is not a judge. The cop ain't a cop.
Get his phone number.
The senator is not a senator. The politicians, they're in it for the money. Most of them, there are a few, like Ron Paul.
And like I say, even if Ron Paul becomes president, like I say, you're going to need like a good over. You're going to need He's going to need a lot of public support to get his initiatives through. And he.
Well, I'll tell you what. We had a governor up here that got in, Sarah Palin. She quit a job under Frank Murkowski, Governor Murkowski of Alaska. He was one of the better crooks of there is. Ted Stevens is another one. Of course, we're starting to put a few of them in jail. But she quit a $100,000 plus job. She ran, and the Republican Party wouldn't back her because she was fighting them because these party bosses, the Democrats and both, they're all in on the damn bullshit. And she said, well, take a hike. And they didn't do it, and she ran. And then the radio talk show host up there, the biggest one we have, Rick Rydell of KENI, why his good buddy Frank didn't make the primary, so he went to Sarah Palin. She told him to take a hike. And then she took on the oil companies for Gaslight, and some of these big ones said, we're not going to bid. She said, have a nice day. We're going to have an open bidding process. It can be done. Stay tuned. We got one short segment coming up, and then we'll be gone until next Sunday.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and Cardovite. This is a sponsor. You might have heard on one of the RBN sponsors' commercials, Cardovite. This product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, you need Cardovite. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. It's all natural. And you visit the sponsor. It's at www.heartdrop.com, or you can call 877-928-8822. That's 877-928-8822. And the sponsors are one of the issues of what keeps republicbroadcasting.org. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and they have a new chat room set up now. I haven't been to it yet, but you can get into the chat room. Remember that donations to republicbroadcasting.org is what keeps programs such as mine on the air. And I have Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at Just Belly, and it's a Latin word, J-U-S, and then Bell, B-E-L-L-I.com. Just Belly, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I.com. I have lists of my own that are free, and I have one for donations that helps keep me afloat. Unfortunately, the people that fight these guys, they tend to take us all down and make us financially incapable of fighting them. But we're still here, and we're not going away. So anyway, we've got just a few minutes left here before we go off the air. And Walter, do you want to say just a couple of short words, and then we'll see Greg, and then I'll say a few words, and then we'll be back next Sunday. Go ahead. Walt? Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Walt.
Hello?
Yeah, Walt, are you there, Walter?
Yeah, this is Walter.
Okay, you want to make just a real brief statement here before we leave the air?
Any report that they give you, you have to challenge it, and if there's licensed by any state board, then you file a complaint on them for lying. Mm-hmm. And follow through with it. Don't let them tell you anything. They told me that I could not file a complaint against a psychologist until the judge released him. I said, well, the judge ain't going to release him, and I filed a report anyways. I kind of find out he's going to be disciplined on the 25th of January, and I'm going to be there, and I need supporters there.
Great. Greg, you got any comments here before we go off the air?
Well, I want to thank that one caller, John, who called in and his comment. And all I can do is ask the people to watch the website, freeourkids.com, and please pray for my wife, my kids, Walt's children, that other gentleman's grandchildren, and the families in the state of Florida, and just pray that God would do something in America to turn this nation back, because we've fallen asleep at the... And our nation is being destroyed. We're being just internally destroyed by those who are leading us. They're leading us to destruction. They don't care about us. They're using us, and they're abusing our children. And all I can do is ask you to please pray for my wife and my kids, and pray for my little children. And I just pray that. And that's all I can ask. All I can ask is my fellow men, my fellow American people, to please pray that God would do something, that He would intervene and bring down these wicked people, that we'd get our children back.
Well, I'm working on my special list. You'll have excerpts of the documents to prove all this. It'll be put out to all the lists, but I have three other free lists. I'm going to put the excerpts out, and we're going to have the evidence, and I'm going to tell it like it is, and if anybody's got any questions or don't believe it, I will send you the rest of the stuff on the list. So I hear the music in the background, and I wish everybody... Well, I guess we'll be back before the Christmas. So anyway, we're going to get our republic back. It's not going to be easy. We need to get off our butts. Liberty's not free. And we will see you next Sunday.